In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as gold or silver from your vain conversation of the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb unspotted and undefiled, converse in fear during the time of your sojourning here. Dear friends, today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost and the second Sunday of the month during which Holy Mother Church beckons us to lift up our eyes to heaven and worship the blood that flows through the veins of God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity. In answer to our invitation, the sermons we offer this month will take up the meaning and significance of the feast by which we offer true worship of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and that of the blood itself. As such, welcome to the second installment in our series on the blood of the Savior. Thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, in thy blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us to our God a kingdom. With these straightforward words, the four living creatures and the 24 ancients took up harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints, and fell down before the Lamb and sang a new canticle. And this new canticle is, as it were, the womb in which the ancient, yet ever new, Catholic devotion to the most precious blood of Jesus was conceived and nourished. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you all. Friends, from the words of St. Peter's first epistle and St. Paul's, in whom we have redemption through his blood, through the musings, exhortations, and doctrines of Saints Ignatius of Antioch and Justin Martyr, Irenaeus and Cyprian, Ambrose and John Chrysostom, and Augustine, the one holy Catholic, apostolic, and Roman Church has called her sons to an ever-deepening appreciation for the most precious blood of Christ. Through numberless holy theologians, the mystical body of Christ has called her members to drink the blood of God, which is incorruptible love and eternal life. When following the then more recent saints, that is, St. Catherine of Siena and St. Gaspard of Buffalo, Pope Pius XI extended the feast of the most precious blood to the whole church, and Pius XI raised it to a double of the first class in 1849 and 1933, respectively. They were not behaving as innovators, but as custodians of a gift long treasured by the spotless bride of Christ. And their respective custodial actions were each motivated by the same holy sentiment, gratitude. When Pope Pius IX established the universality of the feast, he did so in grateful thanksgiving for the peace that had been restored to Rome after the violent disruptions of the Roman Republic and the First Italian War of Independence. Similarly, though with greater profundity, Pope Pius XI placed the Feast of the Most Precious Blood among the Church's most important feasts, equivalent in rank to major solemnities like Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, and the Assumption, in gratitude for its saving power in 1933, on the 19th centenary of the Redemption. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And friends, it is to this same spirit of gratitude that our tender mother calls us when she makes us to sing, Blood of Christ, only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, save us. Blood of Christ, incarnate Word of God, save us. Blood of Christ, the New and Eternal Testament, save us. Blood of Christ, falling upon the earth in the agony, save us. Blood of Christ, shed profusely in the scourging, save us. Blood of Christ flowing forth in the crowning with thorns, save us. Blood of Christ poured out on the cross, save us. Blood of Christ, price of our salvation, save us. Blood of Christ, without which there is no forgiveness, save us. Blood of Christ, pledge of eternal life, save us. Blood of Christ, freeing souls from purgatory, save us. Blood of Christ, most worthy of all glory and honor, save us. And Holy Church beckons us, sing thusly, because she knows to be a truth what our Lord commands. He that is aware that he has been forgiven much, loves God all the more. And she knows that what St. Albert the Great said is an immutable law of the spiritual life. The person who truly possesses the virtue of gratitude will recognize that he is unworthy of the great gifts which God has bestowed upon him. And insofar as he recognizes his unworthiness, the feeling of gratitude will be increased and purified. Gratitude is shown to be present when a person gives thanks to God with all his heart for each of the benefits he has received from him, and treats these gifts with reverence and does his utmost to retain them and to preserve them in pristine and immaculate condition. And conversely, Holy Mother Church also knows that ingratitude causes the fountain of mercy to dry up. It makes the dew of clemency vanish, and the streams of grace cease to flow. Therefore, friends, as you come to receive upon your tongues and in your persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bid you give thanks for the most precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Eucharistic drink, and the refreshment of our souls, for the stream of mercy and the source of peace and tenderness of hearts, for the courage of martyrs and the strength of confessors, for the help of those in peril and the relief of the burden, for the solace of those in sorrow, for the hope of the penitent, and the consolation of the dying, saying, Almighty everlasting God, who didst appoint thine only begotten Son to be Redeemer of the world, and who did vouchsafe to be appeased by his blood, grant, we beseech thee, that by our solemn service we may so venerate the price of our redemption, and by its power be so defended from the evils of this present life on earth, that we may enjoy its fruit forevermore in heaven. Who have been admitted to thy holy temple, O Lord, have drawn waters with joy from the fountains of the Savior. May his blood, we beseech thee, be for us a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Who livest and reignest with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Saint John Gualberti, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most precious blood of Jesus, save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.